नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो we have been discussing this 21st chapter titled Principles of Hearing, where Maharaj describes about four types of hearing. One is incidental hearing, purposeful hearing, practiced hearing and specific hearing. So incidental hearing is systematic study, like Vidyapeeth study, that is systematic, that is incidental hearing. So where while studying you may sometimes come across Bhishma Dev's prayers, you may come across some Ras Leela, and whatever is given you read and then move ahead like that. This is for beginners, this is the most appropriate kind of hearing systematically, as Prabhupada has always emphasized. Then second is purposeful hearing, where while reading a particular section, when either the book itself or the commentator, like Prabhupada, has cross-referenced some other book. Let's say, if Prabhupada in Chaitanya Charitamrita has cross-referenced from Lalita Madhav or Vidagdha Madhav, so one may want to first go, "Are ye to bahut achha shloka hai." Then the book must be very, very interesting. Let me go and study Lalita Madhav or Vidagdha Madhav like that. So that is purposeful hearing, which is also very good. But the only thing is one must have qualification for it. So if one does not have qualification to samjho ki Ujjwal Nilamani se kuch reference aaya, to theek hai main Ujjwal Nilamani padhta hu bolke, if someone who has no qualification to read that book, if he goes, then it becomes unfavorable for his progress in devotional service. So purposeful hearing may one should be very much careful about one's qualification. Wo jo cross referenced book hai usko padhne ka adhikar hona chahiye. The third is practiced hearing. Practiced hearing is when a person hears or studies particular sections with a desire to meditate on these pastimes throughout the day, because those specific pastimes nourishes the particular mood that he is trying to develop in Krishna consciousness. So this kind of purposeful practiced hearing is specifically meant for Raganuga Sadhakas. And the fourth is specific hearing. Specific hearing is meditating on the Ashtakaliya Leela. Specific hearing is meditating on the Ashtakaliya Leela, on the eightfold pastimes of Radha and Krishna throughout the day, or Ashtaprahara Leela, 24 hours. This kind of meditation is inappropriate for someone even at the stage of Nishtha. It is appropriate ideally at the stage of Bhava, or at least Ruchi or Asakti is a prerequisite to meditate on these kind of pastimes. So in this way, he has given the four kinds of reading or hearing practice. And then this we saw. So then we discussed that each of the four types of hearing is different, and each may be taken up when one possesses the appropriate type of faith. Although devotees should not concentrate on things beyond their qualification, the truths underlying transcendence are never hidden from them. One should not think that, yaar, wo to bada bada pustak pad raha hai, main to abhi bhi Bhagavad Gita mein hi baitha hu. So one need not feel like that. Because just like a diseased person, it is he may get a genuine desire to eat various kinds of foodstuffs which a healthy person is eating, but the easiest way of fulfilling that desire is to actually eat the diet and medicine that is prescribed for him for during his diseased state. So in this way, when he becomes gradually more
incoming.
in this way, when he becomes gradually more elevated, disease-free, then he will become that kind of appropriate hearing will gradually elevate him to a stage where he becomes qualified to hear higher topics like that. So, but that does not mean that one need to hide Krishna from everyone. That is not because Prabhupada himself published the Krishna book for mass distribution, and he always mentioned to his devotees that the goal of our life is not to hide the gopis or brajavasis from others. That is not our goal. Where it is mentioned, we talk about them, but just that you need to know the qualification of the person who is hearing, and appropriately one has to give. So at every stage, so that is why even in the beginning stages of nectar of devotion, even before introducing topics on rasa, actually in the first 19 chapters only, Srila Rupa Goswami discusses the topics of bhava and prema, which are actually at which stages one experiences rasa. And this was included in the first in the Bhakti Shastri portions of devotees. So therefore, one can know about the higher topics, but one need not delve into the higher topics before qualification. So he says that there are two preliminary texts, at least that he quotes. Of course, there are many in which the higher topics are indicated. Like, for example, he quotes Bhishma Dev while offering his prayers, is mentioning, is appreciating the gopis, remembering the gopis. And then Rupa Goswami himself in Nectar of Instruction, which is another Bhakti Shastri book, where in the 10th verse of Nectar of Instruction, he talks about meditating on the Ashtakaliya Leela. Okay, but Prabhupada makes it very clear that this kind of a meditation is appropriate only for those who are very qualified to hear these subject matters. So if in the 10th verse he talks about Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran, in the 8th verse he actually talks about Raganuga Sadhana. So which means Ashtakaliya Leela Smaran is much after one actually starts practicing Raganuga Sadhana. For practicing Raganuga Sadhana also the minimum qualification is Nishtha. Which means you can easily assume that in the 10th verse he is talking about a stage which is beyond Ruchi, or at least Ruchi or Asakti or Bhava actually. So therefore when devote, and that is the nature of the book also. The nature of the book is start from, it starts with the, giving a lifestyle that is favorable for bhakti, and in that lifestyle he talks about the basic association that is favorable for bhakti, and how to develop that association, how to retain that association, what one should not do in that association, and in that association how do you practice Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, then how that Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti gradually elevates you to Raganuga Sadhana. And after you practice Raganuga Sadhana, how you gradually move up the higher stages of Ruchi, Asakti, and eventually come to the stage of Prema. You see, gradually, that is the nature of that book also. It's like it gives a systematic progression from Shraddha to Prema. So, and in that progression, the penultimate verse he talks about Ashtakali Leela Smaran, which means one can understand at what stage one is qualified to hear and meditate and remember those pastimes. So therefore, when devotees hear these descriptions, they must keep in their mind their own qualification and not try to apply Rupa Goswami's instructions prematurely. Otherwise, they disqualify themselves from hearing such topics altogether.
कभी
मतलब प्रीमेच्योरली सुनना शुरू करेंगे तो
नहीं
उनका भक्ति का अधिकार ही उड़ जाएगा। तो बाद में तो कर ही नहीं पाएंगे ना। अभी समझो कि एक छोटा बच्चा है, वो रात को सो नहीं पा रहा है बोल के, रात को बीच बीच में उठ रहा है बोल के, 1 साल का बच्चा को आप स्लीपिंग पिल्स खिलाएगा तो क्या होगा? He will eventually never be able to take sleeping pills because he will not live only because it is not meant for him. समझे ना? तो that is the point. Therefore, Krishna also tells wants in the Gita that this subject matter cannot be given to those who are not austere or devoted or who are inimical, who are envious to such people. So therefore, one should not take this warning of Krishna too lightly. Otherwise, it would become the ninth offense of instructing a faithless person about the glories of the holy name. So, therefore, in this way, if we consistently speak in such a way which is consistent with the Acharya's guidance, then one can avoid committing offenses.
Meeting.
Okay, so and one such deviation is the Bhagavad Saptah. Oh, Bhagavad Saptah mein main problem is mainly the speakers are impersonalists. They have a material motivation, they have a profit-making motivation, and whatever profit comes out of it is utilized and made for material purposes. And mostly they speak only of the Rasalila pastimes or the 10th canto pastimes to audience who are not actually qualified to hear such pastimes. So this degrades both the speakers and the hearers.
They are themselves faithless.
And they are themselves faithless. Unko kuch jyada kuch faith nahi. So these professional reciters, along with their audience of usually gross materialists and rank neophytes, are punishable for their transgressions. Okay. So Srila Prabhupada taught by example how to avoid offenses while speaking of Krishna. So how did Prabhupada teach? When he would be in front of common men or people with mixed qualification, he generally spoke of about the difference between body and soul, Krishna being the absolute or God being the person and things like that. And or in general, in a mixed audience, you would speak the least common denominator, whatever they can digest. But some people may say that, oh no, in that case you are doing injustice to the more qualified people. They will become bored. So Maharaj says that this argument shows that neither are you qualified to speak on the higher topics, nor are your audience qualified to speak on the higher, hear the higher topics, because more elevated people do not get bored when the foundational principles are spoken and emphasized. And you, for having such an opinion, actually you are not qualified also to speak on the higher topics, because you want to just speak about the higher topics to impress. But you do not actually you do not understand the importance of laying a strong foundation. So we tend to see these subject matters in the way as, you know, when a 10th standard person is still practicing still memorizing, you know, 2 tables, 3 tables, 4 tables, but it is not like that. So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also through his example he showed that with general devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always would engage in Harinams and Kirtan, and with little more intimate devotees he would engage in Krishna Katha, and with Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai he would discuss intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So therefore the Gaudiya Vaishnavas should follow that process. So Srimad Bhagavata Arthanam Aswado Rasikaihi Saha Sajatiya Ashes Nigde Sadhu Sangha Svatovare. This is the instruction given by Rupa Goswami in Bhaktira Samrita Sindhu. Srimad Bhagavata Arthanam. One should not just read. Aswado, one should relish. Rasikaihi Saha, along with devotees who are also rasikas, and sajati ashe, like-minded, snigde, affectionate, sadhu sangha svatovare, and devotees who are more elevated than oneself. So in that association, when one comes together and discusses Krishna Katha, it is very, very empowering. This is the way hearing should happen. Like yesterday, Prem Gaurang Prabhu was in Thane and he spoke on this topic of approaching Srimad Bhagavatam. Powerful. 8 hours he spoke. Not a single person dozed. And lot of it he was speaking about his journey with the cosmology. No. He has a he is the only person who has developed a model based on Bhagavatam which is predictive. The other models, there is no mathematics involved. They are absolutely non-predictive models. So he, anyway, matlab unhone acha work kiya hai. So, so he spoke very beautifully about, you know, the approach. First, it was like the approach he took was very similar to Bhaktisiddhanta Sasatakur, who went to Midnapur to, you know, the Brahmana and Vaishnava. So first he spoke on the topic of, he glorified Sanskrit in very beautiful ways, you know, very by quoting various things. How deep is the Sanskrit language? Look, almost for 1-1.5 hours, through various, quoting various Chitra, Kavita and all those things, and how deep, he established how deep the language is Sanskrit. So, in a work like Srimad Bhagavatam, which is written in Sanskrit, aren't you handicapped if you do not know the language? These are the so premise that he presented. And the way he spoke really seemed like people felt, you know, oh my God, you know, I am really handicapped, I cannot understand Bhagavatam. And then the next 3 hours almost, he through various pastimes, he actually established what is the need to understand, you know, what is the qualification to actually understand Bhagavatam through various episodes, like Sudama's episode, he spoke elaborately. And then he spoke about the conversation between Vidura and Maitreya, and Uddhava and Vidura, Uddhava and Krishna, and some pastimes from Chaitanya Charitamrit. So he took many sections from Prabhupada's purports, the verses, Prabhupada's translation, and through various personal reflections, and he churned this topic by involving everyone, and brought out beautiful jewels. And in this way he shared his own journey of approaching the theme of how did he crack this Bhagavatam cosmology. So the current people who were commissioned to, the devotees who are commissioned to do the TOVP thing, they have been doing it for the last 25 years, more than 25 years, and they have literally given up on the model that they have proposed right now, which is going to come up there, has nothing to do with Srimad Bhagavatam. That is a fact. They have taken all the things from Siddhanta Shiromani and Surya Siddhanta, which are all the Jyotish Shastras but because they have come to, their explanation is, the description of cosmology according to Bhagavatam is allegorical, or it is from the point of view, or many of the details are from the point of view of the devatas. So therefore, they are not practically verifiable. So, in order to practically verify those details, you know, we have to take the details from this Jyotish Shastras and astrological texts, astronomical texts. This is their conclusion that they have come to after trying their best in figuring it out.
It could be, the second point is acceptable, it could be from the point of view of devatas.
Hmm.
Allegorical to say,
these are the points that
the model is not same as our.
So, and Prem Gaurang Prabhu, when he approached the subject, if you remember, when we were discussing fifth canto, Prem Gaurang Prabhu was there, and we had extensive discussions almost for a month, and this is what was the chingari for him. Then he took it up and he worked on this for the next 6 years. We left it there. He took it up for 6 years. His premise was, you know, he slowly explained his premise. It was such a heart-touching thing. Matlab, kitna trust and faith hai. So he, the first premise he said is, Parikshit Maharaj had just 7 days to live. Everyone knew. So, when Shukadeva Goswami spoke of these various cosmological things, he is giving so many small details which are absolutely relevant and important details only he is giving. Because he knows the urgency. And second, this was spoken, Yasvanubhavam akilashuti saramekam adhyatma deepam atitir samsarinam karanayaha purana guhyam. Bhagavatam was spoken to masses generally. It was not like a Vedantic text meant for only the very advanced intellectuals. So it must be a very simple, the explanation must be in a very simple way. These were the premises. And another premise was that and in this way, and he said that I will try my best to find out everything based on what Bhagavatam says, and eventually subsequently after I get everything, I may try to get supporting details from other books. Till then, I will not approach any other book except Bhagavatam. Let whatever needs to be revealed from Bhagavatam only. Done. And whatever he could not get or did not make sense, he did not fudge around. He didn't try to fudge it with any preconceived notion. He said, if I am not able to figure it out, it indicates my lack of spiritual qualification. When I become, let it be revealed when I am ready. you would leave it. And believe it or not, I would ask some innocent question to him or share some innocent passage from some other non-cosmology section. That would give him such a meh, 3.11 third canto 11th chapter calculation of time ka. Usme I was asking, are trasarenu ka size calculation mein kaun sa speed of sun ko use karna chahiye? खाली ये क्वेश्चन पूछा, ही कुड हैव टोल्ड यूज दिस, बट उसको वो लेके वो त्रसरेणु को ही वेंट सो डीप इनटू स्टडीइंग द 3.11 दैट इट वाज अ मेजर ब्रेक थ्रू इन हिज अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ मेनी. ही ब्रॉट आउट मेनी पैरामीटर्स बेस्ड ऑन हिज अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ दैट पर्टिकुलर चैप्टर. मतलब तो ऐसे एक 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 करके एक एक करके एक एक करके पूरा एवरीथिंग वन आफ्टर अनदर यू नो भागवतम रिवील्ड कंप्लीटली. एंड नाउ ही हैज अ मॉडल एंड द टीओपी पीपल आर शॉक्ड दैट वी हैव द मैंडेट एंड वी हैव बीन वर्किंग ऑन इट फॉर डेकेड्स एंड हियर इज अ पर्सन इट इज नॉट इवन is assigned the service. Most people don't even know that he is working on it, and he does it only during his free time, you know, sitting with it. And this fellow has everything figured out. This has shocked them because they already have their model ready and they are going forward. And here is a person, if they accept this, then they are out of job. They'll, out of job in the sense, like, it would be as if like they paid them for no reason for 25 years. And here is a person from outside and his model is getting.
So they have already made a model.
More or less, कुछ तो चल रहा है.
So
and see, unfortunate, Bhagavad cosmology. That's what Prabhupada wanted there. And Prabhupada wanted presentation of the phenomenal world from Bhagavatam and the noumenal world from the descriptions of Gopa Kumar's travel given in Brihad Bhagavatamrita. So, the noumenal world they are taking from Brihad Bhagavatamrita and the spiritual world and the phenomenal world, the material world's description they are taking from the astrological texts, and there is no Bhagavatam. Why? Because Bhagavatam is allegorical. The first point is, why would Shukadeva Goswami describe the cosmos from the point of view of the devatas when the whole conversation is happening in Bhumandalam? So this was another point that he said. Conversation is happening in Bhumandala, not just in Bhumandala. It is happening in Jambudvip, not just in Jambudvip. It is happening in Bharatvarsha. And not just in Bharatvarsha, it is happening in Bharatakanda. So the frame of reference has to be Bharatakanda. With this assumption, he made all calculations. Everything fit perfectly. He didn't have to explain, telling that this must be from the point of view of the devatas. Or allegorical. Another thing he took is another point. Another assumption was not assumption. If the acharyas or Prabhupada have not mentioned that it is an allegorical detail, it is not allegorical. It is literal. If I am not able to make sense out of it, it is my problem. This was the approach. And literally, for those of them who are involved, he has pulled the, literally pulled the rug out of, you know, right below their feet. They are in shock. They are in shock. They don't know how to respond. They means just one or two people, few people, who can really understand. They are still not able to figure out how he came up with these details actually. Kiya. But a lot is at stake for many people who are actually involved, unfortunately. But it is not just agar ye sahi hai to kafi kuch change karna padega. So anyway, Pavaneshwar Prabhu ka thoda area thoda alag hai. He is basically, even though he came up with Bhagavad cosmology, is what he is actually involved in is astrological, you know, Siddhanta Shiromani and uske based mein. Because he could not figure out how the Bhagavad can, how the Bhagavad presentation could be a predictive model. Unko, he is not convinced. And so Prem Gaurang Prabhu, whether I am successful or not, I am not interested in coming up with a model for TOAP. I want to understand this based on Bhagavatam, because I have full trust that whatever detail is explained in Bhagavatam, it has to be right. And it must give a predictive model because Prabhupada wanted it. So with that trust he approached, and Sadaput Prabhu has literally given his life for this. Okay. And he was a genius mathematician. And in his group there were many, many devotees who are working with him on this, on these mathematical models. And his the closest person who was working with him is a 62-year-old lady who was the one who had convened this conference. When she saw it, she was shocked like anything. She said, there are some serious things Sadaput Prabhu overlooked. I mean, for someone who had dedicated her whole life for, you know, working with Sadaput Prabhu, for her to make such a statement was, she said, how could Sadaput Prabhu overlook this? Can you keep it in vibrate mode? Keep it in vibrate mode. So,
when 2.5 years back, he presented to on the winter winters over to Chapatis. So, few areas were getting problems. So, he said, I'm in the process to solve it. So, okay, I solve it.
See, except for one thing, everything is resolved. That one thing is distance between moon and earth, which is very debatable. Moon and earth. So, which according to Bhagavatam understanding does not even come close to what the modern science says. The rest, all the observable details purely based on Bhagavatam, yes.
But the whole calendar is based on moon, so that is, can the waxing waning be
explained? Observable phenomenon can be explained. The only thing that cannot be explained is distance between moon and earth. The observable waxing, waning, eclipse, everything, that is okay. It is predictive completely. The only parameter that does not match with the modern observations. I mean, distance between moon and earth is not an observation actually. It is whatever tool they have to measure it. It's not like they are taking an inch tape between earth and moon and
they're calculated.
And you know what he said? This distance which they are, which modern science is suggesting, is the distance between actually earth and Rahu. Prabhupada actually said they must have landed in Rahu and not moon. You remember Prabhupada said? And he said, what kind of a statement? It was not a casual statement that Prabhupada made. He said, main sab calculation karke, ye jo modern prediction jo hai, wo prediction of the distance between moon and earth actually matches only with Rahu, he says. So even though that statement, which seems like such a casual statement, is actually perfect.
First of all, वो लोग गए कि नहीं वो कंफर्म नहीं
है. ओह यी, that's what. Of course, it's a correct. That's what. Whatever it may be. See, his point was, see, I don't know whether they, I don't know whether they went. And I don't know whether if they did not go out. I don't know. I cannot comment on that. So, the point is, one should taste the meaning of Srimad Bhagavatam in the company of pure devotees, and one should associate with the devotees who are more advanced than oneself and who are endowed with a similar type of affection for the Lord. Srimad Bhagavata Arthanam Aswadav Rasikaihi Sah Sajatiya Ashaye Snigde Sadhu Sangha Svatovari. Like that. कर सकते हैं बट उतना वी कैन अरेंज इट फॉर अवर ग्रुप. 8 घंटा कोई बैठने नहीं वाला है. अगर अरेंज करना है तो भी इट हैज टू बी डन इन द मॉनसून सीजन ओनली. And it can be for our group.
Yes, yes.
Whole ashram mein koi baith ke utna sunne nahi wala hai.
Uske pehle hum ek hafta study karenge.
Dekho. Uske baad. Ek hafta unko hi padhane ke liye bolenge.
Pehle apna concept ki dekhiye. Unko hi puchiye upar ka kidhar hai.
Okay.
Prabhuji, aap bhi Prabhuji part of your team mein rahenge. Wo banenge to
baaki sab को पैकअप करना पड़ेगा. मतलब इट इज नॉट इजी. मतलब इवन दो वी ऑल आर इन चैतन्य महाप्रभुस मोमेंट बट स्टिल वो फॉल्स ईगो का शुद्धिकरण बहुत टाइम लगता है. इट्स नॉट इजी. इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट.
सीनियर प्रॉपर डिसिपल्स वुड हैव हर्ड दिस और
Prem Gaurang Prabhu is not like a type of person who would go and say, I have figured it out.
Just,
main present kar diya, abhi unko, it's whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants, whatever Prabhupada wants, they'll accomplish. I don't have to fight for it. That is his mood. I have done my job. Main, aisa nahi hai ki, I never had an ambition that, I should figure out the कॉस्मोलॉजिकल मॉडल विच शुड कम इन दी टेम्पल ऑफ वैदिक प्लैनेटरियम. वो मेरा कभी भी मेरा ये नहीं था. इट वॉज जस्ट सम क्यूरियोसिटी दैट केम टू मी एंड आई डिड इट. आई प्रेजेंटेड. इफ दे वॉन्ट दे कैन यूज. अल्टीमेटली वॉट एवर इज द विल ऑफ नथिंग विल हैपन अगेंस्ट द विल ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड प्रभुपाद. बस डिटैच द एकदम फेथ. So I told before the whole session started, I told them very clearly, see, don't get caught up with the cosmology if you don't understand. But I told, just observe the various faith challenges, faith obstacles that came on his path and how he resolved it without losing faith and trust in the acharyas. and in the book that you observe. Even if you may not understand the details of the perihelion, epihelion and the Rataneeda and, you know, Aruna looking left or right and, you know, all those things, oh, sab details aapko samajh mein nahi aaya, to chhod do. See, but I was shocked. Ek detail ko, he gave them so much importance actually. Like something as simple as the Manasottara mountain, its height and width are same. बस वो एक डिटेल है उसमें कभी हमने इसके ऊपर कभी सोचा है क्या उसका हाइट एंड विड्थ इज सेम सो देन उसको लेके वो एक मतलब दैट वाज सच अ क्रिटिकल पैरामीटर इन हिज कैलकुलेशन एक्चुअली ही यूज ट्रिग्नोमेट्री टू फिगर आउट सो मेनी डिटेल्स फ्रॉम दैट विच वर लाइक सच क्रिटिकल हम कभी पढ़ते हैं तो मतलब वो मानसोत्र इतना हाइट है इतना लगते है इसके ऊपर कभी सोचते हैं क्या सो एवरी सिंगल डिटेल दैट केम आउट ऑफ सुखदेव गोस्वामी माउथ ही एक्चुअली हैड फुल फेथ दैट ही मस्ट नॉट हैव गिवन अ सिंगल रिडंडेंट डिटेल And it must not be deficient in even a single parameter. If taken all the parameters, you can figure out. And another point he mentioned was, Uttane log the, so many, it was not just Parikshit Maharaj, so many people were there. They all lived in a bygone age where everyone knew reasonable, astronomy. Interestingly, No one, even though in all the other episodes, there was question and answers. In the whole cosmology section, there is not a single question asked by anyone. Even seeking clarification. No one has sought any clarification, which means they all accepted it.
The Asimha Sutta was obviously.
The assembly of Sutta Goswami and in the assembly of Shivadev Goswami also. Parikshit Maharaj ne to pucha nahi na. He must have also observed. Over time pe it was like a very household science. No point was raised. So which means there was no contradiction. If the whole explanation was from the point of, from the vantage point of the Devatas, then at least ek to pucha hoga kuch to. अरे हम देखते हैं हमको तो ऐसा नहीं दिखता है वैसा बोलेगा सो अनदर अप्रोच दैट ही टुक वाज ही डिडंट गेट टू मच इनटू द भूमंडल एंड अदर यू नो द अदर आइलैंड्स ऑफ भूमंडल बिकॉज इट इज मेंशन्ड शिवदेव गोस्वामी मेंशन्स दैट व्हेन परीक्षित महाराज वेंट अराउंड इट ही द आइलैंड्स वर क्रिएटेड इन सच अ वे that the islands were mutually inaccessible. So which means, what is the point in putting, in understanding them very clearly when they are not manifest to you, when they are not going to be manifest to your eyes. So first let's figure out those which are within the realm of pratyaksha for someone staying here. Taking those, he focused, he was a very focused person. Let us accept the details that are there given in Bhagavatam with utmost respect. It was like very, matlab, amazing.
So he gave seminar in Mayapur.
Mujhe, honestly speaking, lot of it I didn't understand, but I was feeling so nourished actually because I was seeing his faith and approach was such a chaste approach and miracles are happening literally and 8 ghanta bole 8 hours people thane no one dozed for a moment. No one got up. And beech mein break ka time mein, 8:30 we started in the morning. Evening 6:30 it ended. Beech mein break tha. Morning prasadam ke liye ek break, uske baad ek break. Wo break ka time mein bhi koi bhi nahi ja raha tha. Udhar hi baithe. And he was also into it. Phir last 15 minute bacha tha break time. Ek ghanta break mein, pona ghanta bhi to waise hi gaya. To matlab 10 ghanta plus wo break ka time sab pakdenge to 11 ghanta wo bole aaye. See, 8 hours plus the break times are pagadenge to more than 9 hours he spoke. It was like amazing. Not fifth canto. He took on the topic of how to approach Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the theme. In that, unka experience with cosmology bhi usko fit karke, he brought out beautiful lessons. Very nice.
मायापुर में जो वो प्रेजेंट थे सब टीओबीपी की जो भी करने डिपार्टमेंट रिसर्च करने सब थे उसमें सुने से
सब नहीं थे यार सबको कुछ समझ में ही नहीं आएगा जो रेलेवेंट पीपल थे वो सुने नाउ टाइम विल ओनली आंसर एनीवे दस डिवोटीज फिट टू स्पीक शुड प्रेजेंट टू मिक्स ऑडियंसेस टॉपिक सुटेबल फॉर एवरीवन प्रेजेंट हां
उसका रिकॉर्डिंग
है उसका रिकॉर्डिंग है ना
हां रिकॉर्डिंग्स रहेगा दे सकता हूं
हाँ तो वो ही बताओ
अरे बाबू हम बैठ के नहीं समझा
हम तो फेथ की बात कर रहे हैं ना अंडरस्टैंडिंग
आसमान से भी समझ
फेथ जॉब सीन के बाद से भी ले सकते हैं
ओके ऑन द वन हैंड
बिकॉज़ ऑफ दिस क्वेश्चन यू एक्सप्लोर ऑफ दैट
On the one hand, speakers must orient their presentation to the least qualified members of their audience. On the other hand, when speaking to a group of peers, they should select topics suited to the class of Vaishnavas. Okay. So, abhi, that does not mean like JOSD course is very relevant. But when we are sitting with peers, we need not discuss on JOSD. Not that it is of less importance, but we can discuss on topics which are of mutual inspiration. Saratmari group.
Regular position.
See, you are distracting them also, and you are also distracting. We have just 15-20 minutes left. Okay, so let's try to utilize. We are still recapping only for when we are going to move ahead. So mature Vaishnavas see Krishna in all things, moving and non-moving. What to speak of in topics directly related to him, from the creation to the rasa dance. As Srila Prabhupada confirms, those who are advanced, they know that Krishna is dancing with the gopis and Krishna is playing as the leader of the battlefield of Kurukshetra is the same. And he gives a very nice analogy. A mother's love makes her baby son's crawling as enjoyable as when later as an adult he defends his doctoral thesis. So if there is a mother who has genuine love for her son, then even she will be equally happy when he is crawling or doing something very insignificant or maybe doing something very great. It doesn't matter. If the love is there, you can appreciate both. So similarly, an advanced devotee's love for Krishna makes anything the Lord says or does equally relishable. Advanced devotees should hear and speak about Krishna's Vrindavan Leela, but as mentioned about, only with select groups of equally or more qualified devotees. Like when Maharaj was sitting with Bhaktidet Maharaj, just the two of them, what were they discussing? Vrindavan Leela. Like that. This type of exchange which Srila Prabhupada encouraged his followers to pursue is essential for serious students of Krishna consciousness. In his own words, we have to understand Krishna in truth, not superficially, but in depth. That said, it is equally important to note that advanced devotees do not hide Krishna's pastimes. Preachers can present introductory presentations on topics about Krishna in public, because that was the mandate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. Success in teaching means that the audience appreciates Krishna's message and understands that nothing about Krishna, his associates or his past tense is mundane. This is the litmus test. After you discuss any topic, but after hearing from you, that the person should appreciate Krishna as a transcendental personality and things related to Krishna as being transcendental, past tense of the Lord as being transcendental. You discuss Rasa Leela, no problem. But the end of it, if your audience are thoroughly convinced that these Leela and the personalities involved here are all transcendental to material world and the pastimes are transcendental, then your speaking is appropriate. But if after hearing from you, they come to the conclusion that Krishna is mundane, his pastimes are mundane, his dham is mundane, or worse still, these are all mythological, then what is the use of speaking very exalted Leela if you cannot create the right understanding? This means that preachers must disclose Krishna's pastimes in a different way to neophytes than they would to advanced devotees. As Srila Prabhupada says, even third class devotees who have no literary knowledge or no time to read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita get the opportunity to hear about the pastimes of the Lord. In this way, their minds remain always absorbed in the thought of the Lord, his form, his activities, etc. Srimad Bhagavatam was written to encourage the spiritually impoverished people of Kali Yuga to hear about Krishna directly. This was the point that Prem Varan Prabhu was also making. This was specifically written for Kali Yuga people who are spiritually impoverished, so therefore it cannot be a very complex presentation. It has to be simple. We need not imagine it to be complex. So this was like a person fell from a cliff at the dead of the night, and somehow his hands caught a vine. And he was just dangling there, and any time it might snap and he might fall down. He was praying to the Lord sincerely, "Oh Lord, please guide me, help me." And the Lord spoke from above and he said, "Let go of that vine." And he didn't have the trust, so he didn't let go. And it was severe winter, sub-zero. He just froze there. And it became morning. And people saw there was a person who had frozen to death by catching hold of a vine. And he was just 1 foot above ground. Because it was dark, he could not see. And he didn't have trust. The Lord said, "Let go." He didn't.
Vine
means creeper.
Who
is
he?
Candida. The
vine layer
is
garam.
One should avoid improper hearing of Krishna's pastimes as much as one would avoid offensive chanting. But proper hearing, like offenseless chanting, is essential for sincere sadhakas. Srimad Bhagavatam tells how Vyasadeva had compiled scriptures consisting of indirect teachings. And he said that he wrote Vedanta Sutras, he wrote Mahabharata, but still after all that he was very dissatisfied. He felt morose. And Narada Muni came, and of course even before Narada Muni spoke anything, Vyasadeva had sort of understood what the problem was, that he had not sufficiently spoken about direct Krishna Katha. And Narada Muni also told the same thing, that very intelligent people can read your Vedanta Sutra and come to the conclusion of pure devotional service. But what have you given for people who have a natural attraction for enjoying in this material world? Pravartamanasya gunair anatmanas tato bhavan darshaya cheshtitam vipo. He says, you must have written about direct pastimes of the Lord, because even the materially attached people can get some kind of a enjoyment reading it, and at the same time they will get purified. So therefore you should have done this. And instead you gave the indirect path which people of this Kali Yuga will use to just exploit, and they will use it for just enjoying more sense gratification. Okay. So in contrast, hearing Krishna's pastimes is extraordinarily sweet and attractive, so much so that it can lead the people who are neither austere nor philosophically inclined to transcendental realization. So this is the nature of Bhagavatam. It was written specifically for spiritually malnourished people only of this Kali Yuga. Janasya Krishna Dvimukasya Devat Adharmashilasya Sudukkitasya Soham Dhanam Shulla Sukaya Dukkam Mahatgatanam Viramayatasya Pravartaye Bhagavatam Puranam. Maitreya says, Yasvanu Bhavam Akhila Shruti Saramekam Adhyatma Deepam Atitirshatam Tamondam Samsarinam Karunayaha Purana Guhyam Anartho Pashamam Sakshad Bhakti Yogam Adokshade Lokasya Janato Vidvams Chakre Sattata Samhitam. So the purpose of whether Vyasadeva or Maitreya or Shukadeva Goswami compiling Srimad Bhagavatam was for spiritually undernourished people of this Kali Yuga, and who are neither austere nor philosophically inclined, but by hearing these extraordinarily sweet and attractive pastimes of Krishna, they can reach the stage of transcendental realization. Okay. So therefore he advised him to directly glorify the name, form, qualities, pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So Srila Prabhupada followed the formula of his Guru Maharaj, the same one that Narada Muni gave to Vyasa. He successfully spread the Krishna consciousness movement because he praised Krishna through the distribution of transcendental literature, which devotees are till now distributing. So the books, these books, Prabhupada's genius was that he wrote the books in such a way that it would be intriguing to materialists, elevating to the sadhakas, and blissful to the siddhas. You know, Prabhupada used to study Krishna book and he used to feel blissful literally. Thus, by the mercy of an empowered acharya, even materialistic persons can take offenseless pleasure in hearing Krishna's dancing with the gopis, and thus develop their faith in the Lord. Srila Prabhupada writes, in this world there are three kinds of men: those who are liberated, those who are trying to be liberated, and those who are entangled in sense gratification. Of these three, those who are already liberated chant and hear the holy name of the Lord, knowing perfectly well that to glorify the Lord is the only way to keep oneself in transcendental position. Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtana. They know that. Yeah. Those who are trying to be liberated may regard chanting and hearing as a process to attain their perfection. They see it as a sadhana. Whereas the siddhas, for them chanting and hearing is not sadhana, but it is anubhavas. They are a product of their love. When Mother Yashoda is singing the glories of Krishna, she is not performing sadhana. That is a product of her love. Like when a when a nurse, I gave the example of a nurse. A nurse, she is a pediatric nurse. Okay. So she was working, she would take care of young children, you know, who have been just delivered, take care of the mother and child like that. So then after 30-35 years of service as a pediatric nurse, she retired and her daughter gave birth to a child. So she was very carefully taking care of her daughter and grandchild. And someone came and they told, "Oh, I thought you already retired. Why do you have to keep doing these things even after retirement?" True that while she was working, she actually saw those activities as a means to attain her salary, which can give pleasure to her daughter and other family members. But after retirement, when she herself became a grandmother, her taking care of her grandchild and daughter was a product of that love. So it is no longer sadhana, but it is called as anubhavas. Anubhavas means that which is a product of that spiritual love. So hearing and chanting, do they stop at least after one reaches prema? At least prema pahunchne ke baad to isko chod sakta hun kya? Agar jo prema to chod do, ruchi tak koi pahunchega to ye question kabhi puchega nahi. He says, "You better don't give me prema, but I don't ask me to stop chanting." That's what he will say. So anubhavas, they are called as anubhavas, they are no longer called as sadhana. So in summary, hearing about Krishna is for everyone, but both speakers and hearers must know their respective qualification and the suitability of the topics being discussed. Speakers must be able to present Krishna's name, qualities and pastimes in a manner suitable for different audiences, and devotees should hear and read Krishna's glories according to their adhikar. These are the ways in which hearers and speakers avoid offenses for the full spiritual benefit of all concerned. The hearing process is more than a means of transmitting information about the Supreme Lord. Along with conferring sambandha, abhideya and prayojan, hearing bestows the most valuable treasure, which is transcendental rasa. Here, taste refers to a nectarian relish produced by the sound vibration that praises Krishna's glories, which is non-different from the sweet relish tasted when directly encountering Krishna's potencies, qualities and pastimes. The result of offenseless hearing is that every word related to Krishna tastes like nectar. If when heard offenselessly means according to adhikar. The more devotees hear these sounds, the more they want to hear them. The inconceivable effect of hearing such nectar does not even require comprehension, although hearing with comprehension certainly accelerates the attainment of realization. Like Kalka example, many of the details of what he spoke we could not comprehend, but everyone felt very nourished. So while visiting South India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met an illiterate Brahmana who daily turned the Bhagavad Gita's pages, sometimes pronouncing the words properly and sometimes not. He could not understand what he was reading, but by faith in the transcendental vibration, this Brahmana tasted the highest spiritual ecstasy. Lord Chaitanya certified him as an authority, as the ultimate authority on Krishna's instructions. Such is the potency of hearing the spiritual sound. So he was telling yesterday, it is not the words, but it is the dhvani. Dhvani means the impact that it creates in the hearer's heart. So the words were there for everyone to hear, but what was the impact that the South Indian Brahmana was feeling through those words? He says, for experiencing that dhvani, language is not a barrier. for the South Indian Brahmana, he didn't know the language. But he experienced that impact, the impact that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to give. Sorry, that Krishna wanted to bestow in the readers of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. The taste inherent in hearing about Krishna produces two effects. It makes the persons increasingly eager to hear, and it completely relieves their fatigue. That is one. Another is second canto mein, there is a verse which says that something similar. I am not able to recollect that verse. In other words, devotees become so greedy to hear that they forget their bodily demands. They go on hearing without feeling thirsty, hungry or tired. Shaunaka and the sages eulogize this phenomenon. Vayantuna vidrupyama uttama shloka vikrame yachrinvatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. One of the days, His Holiness Krishna Kshetra Maharaj took this verse. We never tire of hearing the transcendental pastimes of the personality of Godhead, who is glorified by hymns and prayers. Those who have developed a taste for transcendental relationships with Him relish hearing of His pastimes at every moment. Okay. So, three more slides, let's complete. We started really late today. Okay. So, at least some transcendental subject matters don't all taste the same. Spiritual knowledge tastes sweet. Knowledge of Krishna's potency is sweeter. And knowledge of devotional service sweeter still. Similarly, the pastimes of Lord Narayan are sweet. Those of His incarnations sweeter. The pastimes of Krishna the sweetest of all. Among Krishna's pastimes, those in Vrindavan are sweeter still. And those with gopis are nectarian. Ultimately, Krishna's pastimes with Srimati Radharani are nectarian to the extreme. As devotees relish ever-increasing ecstasy, their attachment to hearing about Krishna also increases. Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri tatrapi rasotsavat vrindaranyam udarapani ramana tatrapi govardhanam radhakunda mihapi gokulapater premamrita plavana Kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam viveki nakaha. Inoi. This is verse number
12.
Not 12, not 11. This is verse number 10. 10 or 9. So he says that Vaikuntha janito vara madhupuri. Okay. Mathura is greater than Vaikuntha because Krishna was born there. Janito. Tatrapi rasotsavad vrindaranyam. Greater than that is Vrindavan, the 12 forests of Vrindavan, because Krishna performed Rasleela there. Udara pani ramana tatrapi govardhanam. Govardhan is still special because Krishna held it in his hands for 7 days and 7 nights. Radha kunda mihapi gokula pater premamrita plavana. And because it overflows with the love of Krishna towards Radharani, Radha kunda is still more special. Kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam vivekinaka. So who is that intelligent person who would not want to serve the waters of Radha Kund? So, in this way, their devotional service develops in stages, attentively hearing the talks of great devotees and rendering them service are the two main ingredients that nurture the taste of hearing. Attentive hearing and rendering service are that which nurture the taste of hearing. These two ingredients are embedded in ISKCON's daily program, in which devotees attend classes on scripture and serve the preaching mission. Devotees dedicated to Lord Chaitanya's mission render the greatest service to Rupa Goswami's followers. Such devotees simultaneously develop an extraordinary taste for their service and a great affinity for hearing about Krishna. A question may be raised about the nature of this taste. What is the nature of this taste? Is the taste of mature hearing about a transcendental subject the same as the taste of directly perceiving it? You are seeing the pastime and hearing about the pastime. Is the taste same? For example, is the taste mature devotees perceive while hearing about Krishna's pastimes the same as that of directly participating in them? The answer is yes. The best evidence in support of this conclusion is the way in which Lord Chaitanya fulfilled the purpose of his incarnation. Krishna appeared in a golden form because he wanted to taste the glory, potency and happiness of Srimati Radharani's love for him. He completely fulfilled this desire by continually chanting and hearing Krishna's name, qualities and pastimes. For instance, once he became overwhelmed when he perceived the taste of Krishna's lips in Lord Jagannath's Mahaprasad. After finishing those remnants, his hankering continued. This hankering was satisfied only when he glorified the taste, influence and appearance of Krishna's lips. In this way, he showed that the taste of hearing and chanting about Krishna's glory is the same as experiencing those glories directly. Abhinnatvat nama namino. So, we can experience this to the extent we progress. But at every stage of our experience, if we are progressing in the right direction, will be better. Will be better than the previous experience. Srila Prabhupada also confirms this truth. You can get the same benefit by chanting Krishna's name as you get personally talking with Krishna. Prabhupada spoke in a lecture. And by hearing the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, one contacts directly the personality of God. Prahlad Maharaj, along with his servants and all the denizens of Hari Varsha, pray. Day before yesterday only we did this section. Fifth canto. Yat sangalabdam nijavirya vaibhavam. We will end with this verse because it is very relevant to what we are doing. Yat sangalabdam nijavirya vaibhavam. Tirtham mohusam sprishatam himanasam. Harotya jonta shruti virgatongajam. Kovaina seveta mukunda vikramam. Yat sangalabdam. What do you get in the association of devotees? Nija virya vaibhavam. The wonderful pastimes of Krishna's. An opportunity to discuss the wonderful pastimes of Krishna. Or the wonderful teachings of Krishna. What is that past? What are those pastimes? Tirtham. They are holy waters. Muhuhu samsprishatam. Which the devotees constantly try to sip. And what happens in response to the devotees who all come together with a desire to discuss Krishna Katha? Manasam. In their heart, harati, from their heart is stolen. What is stolen? Angajam, lust, material desires. Who is stealing? Ajaha, the unborn lord. How did he get inside? Shrutibir antargato. Through the ears, he entered into the heart of the devotees who are sincerely trying to hear his glories, name, form, qualities and pastimes. And he steals their material desires. Therefore, kovaina seveta mukunda vikramam. Who is that personality who will not engage in discussing Krishna Katha? Okay. So, in this way, by associating with persons for whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead Mukunda is the all-in-all, one can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities in the form of sound vibration, the Lord in the form of sound vibration enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contamination. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contamination, dusra verse ko bhi attach kar diya. What is that? Sadhya punantyupasprishta swardunyapo nu sevaya. So he says that
for a long time.
So one may, it may take a long time for
devakshetra tirthani darshane prashnasne sadhya punanti vaipumsa sadhya shuddhanti vaipumsa darshanate vasanti.
So this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is that sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? So we will end here. And tomorrow, please try to come on time. We will not recap. We will directly start from slide number 42 and continue this discussion forward. Okay. So we will meet tomorrow, 12:45. Srila Prabhupada ki. जय श्री शिवराम स्वामी महाराज की
जय।